And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, what are we going to talk about today? Well, I've got to continue our discussion about the desperate public relations campaign to demonize all of you who have woken up from the dangerous death cult of vaccination. How's that for an opening, Super Don? Pretty good.
Wow.
Huh?
Yeah. It's like vaccination again.
Again. No,
yeah,
but
vaccination again.
You know, I always think of Ty Bollinger when I do an alliteration, because he's so good at alliteration, and it is outside the box Wednesday. I said dangerous death cult, and we're going to help undo the programming. And they're really desperate. Because they're pulling out all the stops, and they're throwing out phony baloney stories. Some may be real stories, but they're relating it in such a way that it's a phony baloney, if you know what I'm talking about. We're going to get into that.
Major publications, major news outlets are jumping into the fray here.
And I had a contact from Jerry Doyle, and he wants me on tonight talking about it on the Jerry Doyle Show. So, and I warned Jerry. I said, Jerry, you know, if I go on the show and talk about this the way I will, you're going to get a lot of hate mail, because there's a lot of robot vaccine worshippers, part of the cult, that do not like anybody talking reasonably about the subject.
Right.
Of course, someone will say, Robert, what's reasonable about calling it a dangerous death cult? Well, if you knew what I really wanted to call it, you'd say, Robert, you're being kind of reasonable about this.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Just throwing softballs out there.
Right. Exactly. Now, it's a program. We have been programmed from birth in the West to believe that injections, needles, or maybe live inhalation of viruses can somehow artificially stimulate an antibody response that will eliminate and eradicate the expression or the disease itself, and then confer this immunity that isn't even granted to us by God. I'm going to say it that way. I'm going to take it into the spiritual realm, which I like to do. And why do I say that? Well, if you perceive that there is a supreme being of some kind, a creator of the universe, then I don't know what an atheist says has done it. 100,000 monkeys typing on a typewriter, and they eventually wrote Shakespeare. Oops, how'd that happen? It was just a random act. I guess so.
Oh, stop.
Okay. What? What? All right, so we...
Okay, anyway.
Did I get that out of the way?
No.
Spirituality, right? Okay. On spirituality. You know where we go with this. Just creation. Look at creation. Look at nature. You want to call it nature, and nature's God. That's fine. We look at the laws that seem to govern the universe here, and we would identify them. We'd say, okay, there's this idea that humans would like to conquer nature, particularly with the Western mindset. It's as if we are the supreme being on the planet, or we act as if we are. And what do we do with that kind of self-image, this overinflated self-image? We destroy the natural world. We destroy ourselves. But in the quest for the holy grail of immunology, and I have to say this is kind of like that mythic quest for the holy grail, they worship Louis Pasteur. They worship the Jenner dude who supposedly infected people with the cowpox, from the pus of the cows, where the milkmaids were milking the cows and supposedly didn't get smallpox. And he opens people up. He cuts their arms. The kids puts this stuff in there, and sepsis sets in, and these kids are dying. They're losing their limbs. And suddenly now the whole world says, oh, yes, vaccination, embrace it. It's going to save us from everything. That concept, as it's been played out under the technological guise of the modern medical monopoly, doesn't pretend to just, you know, cut you open in a grotesque manner and rub pus into your skin or underneath it. But it does it, what?
I haven't had lunch yet, so.
That is not appetizing. Super not. That is not. You go get some coffee, and you put it where you know you're supposed to be putting it. All right, then come back.
A little pus in my coffee. All right.
No pus in the coffee. I'm trying to relate this historical fact of how this evolved, and now we've got this idea that it's a technological marvel. Man has finally conquered nature. It's eradicated disease, just like antibiotics have eradicated all microbial infections. Right, Super Don? We don't have any more bacterial infections because antibiotics wiped them out. Man was so smart.
No. What do you mean? Actually, it's the opposite, because you just ask Anthony Fauci, what does he say?
Oh, we need more powerful antibiotics.
Anthony Fauci now sounds like Marvin Martian. That's very interesting. Yeah. He's been sucking helium. We have got to get over our own arrogance and just dissipate it and allow nature to go, hey, teach us. Natural world, teach us. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we might need to encounter microbial life forms in childhood, in infancy, to develop what we would call a natural immunity, a strengthening of the immune system, so that we don't descend into chronic degradation, immune and autoimmune diseases, even cancers. But that cannot be discussed. It's vaccines or nothing. It's vaccines or you want to kill children. And if they ever air, and I don't know that they will, but if they ever air my vaccine interview with Carol Alt on A Healthy You on Foxy, that would be amazing. But I go into that point. It's like the people who are aware of the danger of vaccines aren't arguing that the government should step in and prevent anybody from having them. They're just saying, fully informed consent, you get to decide, it's your family, it's your kid, you make your best decision based on all the information available to you. But the people on the robot vaccine cult don't want you to have that option, and they're working increasingly hard to vilify you, turn you into a villain because you're not vaccinated. Or you're reducing the schedule, you're extending the schedule. And we have breaking news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show tomorrow. A scheduled professor, PhD, Dr. Brian Hooker. And he tells me that since 2002, he now knows that the CDC knew that if little black children, African-American kids, get the MMR shot on schedule, they're 2 to 3 times more likely to develop autism than their white brothers and sisters.
Ooh, Ken and Teller will want to disagree with you on that, you know.
Yeah, they're not going to like this. But it also goes into my, let's say, description of Obamacare, the respelling of Obamacare. Obamacare with a KKK in the middle of it. And we're going to talk about this. Hank Aaron has claimed that people who oppose Obamacare are like the KKK. But I'm telling you, based on what we know about vaccines and the attack on little African-American boys with the MMR shot and the developing autism in much greater numbers, very underreported, in fact, than their non-African-American brothers and sisters, if I can call them that.
No.
You're going to go, wait a second, where's the KKK, Henry Aaron? I think it's built into the system. And it was built into the system long before it was called Obamacare. The medical monopoly is racist because it attacks the inner city poor folks that may be percentage-wise in greater numbers of what's considered minority, however you want to call it, I don't care. The reality is they are being hammered by these vaccines worse than even the so-called upper middle class wealthy white folks.
Sure.
There's an important distinction to make here when we get into the discussion, and we're going to chime in on this together on a lot of different issues. Now, we got a question of the day on eczema. We got painkiller bans to discuss. What's the constitutionality of banning painkillers? Where does a bee sting hurt the worst?
Oh,
if it
man.
Stings you.
Yeah. I just, if people are not on the edge of their seats already just from that monologue,
I'm thinking,
you guys got to hang out and hear the final segment where we will find out the places you don't want a bee to sting you.
Yeah, I'm guessing where I think.
And this
it
was
is,
done in the name of science.
In the
no
name
less.
Of science, right?
Yeah.
I would much rather have a bee sting than a vaccine. coming back to the vaccine discussion, Super Don, the
yes.
idea of artificially stimulating an antibody. If you develop natural antibodies from the chickenpox virus in childhood, despite the fact that we were told in our generation that we would never suffer from chickenpox again because we have lifelong immunity, the reality is, as adults, if you're under a lot of stress and you're demineralized, you may have an outbreak of shingles caused by the very same virus. I've said this many times over the years, but it falls on deaf vaccine cultists' ears because they think they can out-create the creator. They can fool Mother Nature. Right? Well, we're going to just inject this attenuated virus into you and try to stimulate or hyper-stimulate the immunity with adjuvants like aluminum or other things.
Right.
And then we'll see there's an antibody there, and it turns out, well, the shingle shot is resulting in more shingles. The chicken pox shot resulting in more chicken pox and shingles. Because it's a wrong-headed notion. There's nothing wrong with antibodies. I'm not speaking out. Don't get me to the National Defense of Antibodies.
Anti-antibody person.
Right. No, I'm not that. But I'm just telling you that antibodies are secondary, tertiary. They're down the road on in the immune scale. Your strength is your ability to react or even prevent the necessity of the immune system to act in a vital, healthy body that is so strong that it can't penetrate, can't get in you. Because you're normally, what, interacting with the environment by picking up dirt and putting it in your mouth as a baby, as a kid playing. And your immune cells in the saliva, the lymphoid tissue at the throat, the tonsils, starting to train your body the way it normally interacts with it, through the skin even. But not to pierce the skin, not to cut the body open and inject toxic poisons. This is an artificial construct. It's an arrogant construct. And I definitely speak loudly, vociferously, against it. But I would defend your right to
do.
I would defend your right to choose it. That's the difference between those of us on the side of health freedom and healing liberty.
Vociferously.
Yeah. Who vociferously defend your right. Even though we would argue against it, we don't yell and scream at you and call you names.
No, that's just Mark Levin.
Yeah, right. So if you want to chime in on this or anything else today, Outside the Box Wednesday, Ty Bollinger is going to join us. Call 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You got any pointers for me to communicate this message better? Let me know, too. We're here for you. And at robertscottbell.com, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator, GCN. So, lots more healing to go. Painkiller bans, are they constitutional or not?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Do-do-do and da-da-da-da here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here, here, here. And
sounds
of course,
of our youth, right?
If I've offended you, maybe you need to take a harder look at the vaccine issue. And also the issue of racism embedded in the medical monopoly, too. Because that's a hardcore issue to talk about that. Calling Obamacare with KKK built into it. I'm only doing it in response to Hank Aaron's claim that being opposed to Obamacare means you're, you know, like the KKK. I think it's an absurd statement, but we'll get deeper into that. Find out.
Race card time.
Right. It's like, what happened to Hank Aaron? Hammering Hank, man. Getting into that at a certain point. Think clearly before you speak, Hank, but we'll get into that. Ty Bollinger will be with us. The author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box, and the co-author of Unlock the Power to Heal with RSB. And the, I don't know if he's like the alliteration allegorical champion, but that's already not an alliteration now. Cause
wow.
He's so much
allegorical?
Better.
Allegorical?
He challenges me.
Vociferous and allegorical. Wow.
Using it, probably using it completely improperly just for effect. If
all
you'd like to call in.
Are now just making the Google servers melt down looking up these words you're using today. It's awesome.
Right. Well, don't hurt yourself. And if you do, call up 866-939-3355.
Or maybe I'm just the dumb one. I don't know. Allegory.
All right. We're here for you. Okay. Painkiller. You got pain? Well, if you got pain, we'd much rather you do something natural, safe. I mean, really. Not as it's regulated, because the word natural is, you know, not regulated. But let's say Arnica Montana, Hypericum Perforatum, homeopathic remedies. We talk in terms of essential fatty acids, right? Omega-3s. Or how about this? Things that nourish the endocannabinoid system, the receptors there, the CBD that we love so much from our friends at HempMedsPX.com. By the way, 20% off if you enter SHW44 this month of April, SHW44. And Super Don and I will be at the Cannabis Cup in Denver, Colorado, the 19th and the 20th of this month. Come see us.
420, baby.
Yeah, so the mayor, no, the governor. Is it Mayor McCheese or Governor McCheese up there?
Governor Deval Patrick.
Governor Deval Patrick up there in Massachusetts. He has called for a ban. In fact, he did an executive order to ban the powerful new painkiller. You say it, Super Don.
Zohydro.
Yeah, Zohydro versus Megalon versus Godzilla. Zohydro is going to be the one to take on Godzilla in the new movie. This is such a dangerous painkiller.
Every time we say Zohydro, there should be some like musical theme in the background.
Roar! Zohydro, run! Well, yep. Not to make too light of it, but Zohydro is evidently a super potent painkiller that's so potent they say it's going to kill people right out of the gate. But the FDA said, it's okay. Governor Deval Patrick has said it's too dangerous for the people of Massachusetts. Now, the people of Massachusetts might say, Governor, I would rather make that decision for myself, and I would support them likely in that. But the interesting thing here is, it's a constitutional question. Zogenix, the San Diego-based manufacturer of the drug, filed a federal lawsuit on Monday arguing that the ban was unconstitutional because the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has already approved its use for treatment of severe and chronic pain. So here's the dilemma. This is a Tenth Amendment versus the so-called Federal Supremacy Clause in the Constitution, which only refers to laws made in pursuance of the Constitution. They forget that part of it when they say the federal government is supreme. Well, not if you pass laws that are no laws because they're unconstitutional. You have not the power being enumerated or granted to you to do that.
Right.
We could get into some really sticky wickets on this one when we go back to the 1938 Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. Now, the good thing, in my opinion, is that it grandfathered the homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States. That made homeopathy a legally recognized drug system, a medicine. And, in fact, it can't be, let's say, overturned by the folly of one Dick Durbin. It would have to be a literal act of Congress to ban homeopathy. Not so with the dietary supplements, which they keep trying to needle away at, even though there's the DSHEA, Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, in force, but you still got the Dick Durbins of the world trying to attack it in any way they can. And the FDA doing its level best to make it untenable to produce these supplements. But the Supremacy Clause is such here that that's where they're going with the maker of Zohydro, saying this governor had no right to overturn, if you will, federal law. But I would tend to side with the governor of Massachusetts on this issue, that the state actually can. Now, I'm not saying that I'm in favor of him doing it, but I'm saying that if the states can't abide by the Constitution, the Tenth Amendment in particular, then what's the point of having a state? Well, actually, we don't technically have states because the senators are popularly elected. They have no representation in Washington, D.C. Is that another story? We'll come back and talk about some more stories. How about a question of the day? Anybody got eczema? Are you scratching? We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only, without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com. TerraGanix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas. It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
Making sense out of medical propaganda.
Willing to go where the truth takes them.
See, we're on a mission from God.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, we are on that mission here 6 days a week on AfterNewsRadio.com and our syndicator GCN. We're glad you're with us, 866-939-2355, or comment at the website at robertscadbell.com. Shout out to our friends across the pond at UK Health Radio, down under digitalradio-103, and those of you listening after the fact on iTunes or the archives, anywhere you're catching them. We're glad you're with us. Tell your friends, and when you go to robertscadbell.com, please click on some of the banners there. They're what makes this message possible. And it's an important one. I really believe that, because it's empowering. It's not disempowering. It's not turning you or keeping you as victims. It's helping you rise up and recognize who you are and your place in the medical universe or the non-medical universe. You decide. Your choice.
What is your definition of medical?
Right, exactly. Right. You know, is it a monopoly? Is it a government-sanctioned event? Is it something that you get to interpret in your own way, in your own life, because you're writing the script as you go. Unless you feel like it's genetic determinism. And then you can go listen somewhere else. It's okay.
You can go hang out with Emily Willingscam.
Right, yeah, very good, Super Don. Go back and listen, and you'll understand the insider reference to the Robert Scott Bell Show. So, how about some questions of the day? How about one question of the day with multiple angles on it? This is coming from Josette. Josette is, she says, hi, RSB and Super Don. You're in on this one, Super Don. So,
thank you.
Put your thinking cap on, because I'm going to go to you for some help on this.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
But no, you'll be okay. I have confidence
All right.
in you.
Okay.
I have. You're not, yeah, okay. Maybe not on the alliteration side, but we have Ty Bollinger for that. It is Outside the Box Wednesday after.
He's vociferous, too.
He is definitely vociferous, and we're glad of it. I've been dealing with severe eczema on my scalp, losing hair to boot, and on the face, and it's moved to my legs and my arms. It sounds like what I went through as a child, actually. I had severe eczema behind my elbows, behind my knees, behind my ears, on my scalp. Nasty stuff. And, of course, I was always using hydrocortisone creams because I was a medically grown, pharmaceutically grown child. She says, Josette says, it shows up every winter, but it's never been this bad. I'm taking superfoods. Superfoods, yay! Hey, we got a question about superfoods coming up. But she's got the One World Way, and she's got Dr. Schultz stuff, supplements from Garden of Life and Megafoods, and herbs from Dr. Christopher, bone, flesh, and tissue. She's taken MSM. And she used a colon cleanse from Dr. Group, and she drinks herbal digestive teas that she mixes herself. She eats organically and drinks carrot juice twice a day. Assuming, you know, with this level of awareness, it's organic, of course. The only processed food I consume is organic blue chips. We also grow some of our own food. I even bought a homeopathic remedy for eczema, but it hasn't helped. What gives? I try to do everything healthy, and I'm not getting much better. Dr. Christopher's products have helped with the itching and burning, though. Do you have any info that could help me? Thanks, Josette. All right, Super Don, now you're on the spot. You're going to be our Harry Potter wizard. In answering her, what is she missing in all of the things that she's doing here for her topical eczema?
Well, listen, I've actually been saying this for years, and it's kind of funny because one of the things that is very effective with eczema is silver. It's actually been used for a long time on silver. In fact, I think they used it for eczema up until they discovered penicillin. It was something that was used for eczema, and silver works great. I mean, it does. And, you know, eczema, you know, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, when you get a flare-up of eczema, what happens is your skin, it loses, like, the fats and the oils that the skin uses, or, you know, so that keeps it from drying out and protecting it from, like, the sun and stuff like that. And silver, it just does an amazing job if you've got eczema. It's definitely something to put in your arsenal.
Look at Super Don doing his thing. Yeah, that's what makes him super.
See,
and
I got
right.
you, didn't I?
That, you didn't. You got me exactly what I needed. I wanted to hear it, and you nailed it. And indeed, that's the thing I believe is missing in terms of what? Reducing the inflammation of tissue, addressing any microbial overgrowth, potential infection when you're itching and scratching, if you will, or you got the itch and you're scratching it. You could open yourself for more inflammation and interface with things from the environment that wouldn't normally have access. And, of course, we are going to, what, accelerate the regrowth of healthy new tissue, sort of a regenerative healing process. Silver accelerates all of that. Now, for her to say it gets worse in winter, it indicates to me that there might be a vitamin D issue, which means sun exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there and get some good vitamin D. Also, liver. The liver is being taxed, and even though you're doing a lot of good things for the intestines, I want to do more for the liver. And so if you're taking a homeopathic remedy for eczema and it's not helping, I am looking deeper into the liver again. You can include things like alpha-lipoic acid, certainly, but homeopathic liver detoxifiers should include Bryonia alba, Nux vomica, and Chelidonium, among other things. If you want to do tea, do some dandelion tea. There are so many more things that can be done for eczema, and while Josette, you're doing a lot of great things, and none of that's going to harm you, that I can assess from what you've said. The fact that it's playing itself out means your skin is compensating for some level of congestion. And, of course, if you go outside every day, even if you do everything perfectly on those days, and some of them in a row, that they're spraying with you with who knows what, that is taxing to the liver. So just breathing the air is creating the congestion. And that's why coffee enemas, Super Don, which I knew you weren't going to say, would also be helpful here.
Yeah, that always seems to come up somehow. I don't know. It's bizarre.
Justin, if he's into them, Justin on the board does, you know, coffee enemas.
What?
He's good with that.
He is?
I don't know. We'll find out if he's even listening. All right. So here we go. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Superfood story, Super Don. What is this all about? There are five superfoods that may have a downside? Come on, really? What kind of downside would there ever be for a superfood?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, ABC News has come out with this story, and when I first saw it, I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, I thought superfoods are superfoods, you know? And listen,
right. We've
said it all along, too much of anything, you know, mm-hmm. is not a good thing. Things need to be done in moderation, within reason. So, they came up with this list of five superfoods, but there's an interesting relationship between the downsides of the first three on this list, which made me chuckle.
All right. Now, on this first page, I see a picture of sugar. I don't know why that's there. It's a video of sugar. It looks like sugar crystals. Is that what they're considering a superfood? I mean, could it be really wacky, or should I just go to the next image?
Well, let's just avoid. Actually, I think that's cocaine. But, yeah, we'll just
okay.
go down to.
All right.
No,
Let's go to the first one. Kale. Kale, everybody knows kale is a wonderful superfood, green. I like to, you know, my wife will occasionally, dry dehydrate it, and you make kale chips out of it. They're awesome, really awesome. So what could be the downside of kale?
Well, apparently, if you eat too much kale, it might have create a problem with your thyroid medication.
Oh, that's right. They don't want it to interfere with your medication. You know, this is the funny thing about this, is that when they attack a supplement, they attack it not because it's dangerous in and of itself, but it might interfere with the drug. That is actually dangerous. You know, people always ask me this about things, a lot of times off the air. Well, Robert, it sounds really good what you're saying, but will it impact my XYZ drug? And I said, well, I wish it would, but no, not really. joking with them, of course. But the idea here, of course, is they're looking at life as if the drug is the essential and the food is non-essential, and we don't want the food interfering with the non-essential toxic poisons. So the next on the list is grapefruit. How's grapefruit? All the phytochemicals and C and fiber and potassium, God, it can't be bad.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, if you eat too much grapefruit, it might interfere with as many as 85 different medications you might be on.
85?
Yes.
How dare the creator make a fruit that would interfere with IG Farben's demon spawn toxic poison? That's rude.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? They say especially with blood pressure medications, cholesterol, or HIV, they haven't even isolated that. Oh, good Lord. Take that with a grain of bioflavonoids. The next on the list is goji berries. Come on, nobody should pick on goji berries. They're the happy berries. Make you happy. So is there a problem with goji berries?
Yeah, it may not make you happy if you happen to be taking blood thinners or high blood pressure medication.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, never mind the danger of taking blood thinners or high blood pressure medications. Worry about the happy berries from the Himalayas. And they say that you can eat too much and get digestive problems. But listen, you can eat too many cherries and get an upset stomach. Hasn't anybody ever seen, what was that movie with Jack Nicholson and Cher and Michelle Pfeiffer, where he played the devil? What was that movie?
Oh, The Witches of Eastwick, I think.
Yeah,
it was,
right?
Wasn't it?
If you eat too many cherries, don't eat too many cherries and end up like that. I mean, I love cherries. My wife loves cherries. You got to be careful, you know, an upset tummy. But they're not on the list. But nuts are. Aw, nuts. Why would nuts be bad as a superfood?
Yeah. Well, this one, ironically, out of the five, does not necessarily do anything about medication. But they do say that there is a chemical that's been shown to increase the possibility of getting kidney stones if you eat too many nuts.
Oh, the oxalates. Okay. Mm. Right. Yeah. Well, Well, you have to eat a lot. I don't think people are doing that so much. Nuts are pretty expensive relative unless you have your own nut tree. But they do have a very good fat content and protein content, so they are a superfood. I agree. I think if you're at risk for kidney stones, you've got to worry more about your liver and your kidneys simultaneously being overwhelmed or overburdened by toxic foods or drugs that they're using to treat you. All right, now, Josette was juicing carrots, so why would carrots be on the list? Because they'll turn you orange if you eat too much?
Precisely. They actually say here that you really can't hurt yourself eating too many carrots as far as your health goes, but it can turn the palms of your hands bright orange, which is a condition called keratinemia.
Keratinemia. You know, everybody really should look like an Oompa Loompa once in their life. So, juice, turn yourself
or
orange.
In other words, or in other words, like John Boehner.
Like John Boehner, yes. And we know that's because he's juicing carrots and bathing in carrot juice.
Absolutely.
Because he is a bunny rabbit who likes to cry over spilt, I don't know what, spilt, not
Obamacare.
Obamacare. Right. All right. Where do bee stings hurt the most? Quickly, if you want to guess it before we get to it, call in now, 866-939-2355, or we'll tell you, and ouch, it's going to hurt. I don't want to. Super Don, do we have to cover this story?
Yes, we must.
Well, there you heard from the executive producer of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have to cover the story of bee stings and where they sting the most.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
manipulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome? The way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine. Just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Bee sting, or the bee sting goes to us. We're going to take a call here, 866-939-2355, before we're going to be joined by Ty Bollinger, and we go outside the box. Each and every Wednesday, Linda is calling from Kentucky. Linda, welcome to the show. I understand you've had a history of some thyroid issues. You were on Synthroid. You've been off of it for years. You've gotten help from the Zegia Moringa that Ty Bollinger has, we got plugged in the link. That's great. But you have some questions about how to address it, because some days you're more active or energized than others?
Well, I'm never, like, tired, so that's not it. It's that I can, I feel like the thyroid gets kind of swollen sometimes, and I've done a lot of reading online about it. Mm-hmm. When I'm able to take the Zegia, when I can afford it, which I can't right now, the brain fog's gone, and, able to maintain the weight and all of that. But I haven't been able to do it, and what I've noticed lately is just feeling like some days the thyroid's swollen and I can feel it. And,
okay.
Stress.
Linda,
stress
is the thing. That's where I was going with this. And there's a lot of things we can do. I don't have time to go into them, but I think the two things, and they're very inexpensive to do. They are homeopathic. You don't have to consult with a doctor. They're not contraindicated for any medicines. The 911 stress control from King Bio and or the 911 burnout. Even if it's not an energy issue to your perception, the burnout formula is great because it helps to rebuild the endocrine function, the system, including the thyroid. So that's my suggestion. Give a call to King Bio, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. And I appreciate you calling, Linda. We've got to move on here to the bee sting. I didn't want to do it, but Super Don's making me do it. We got to talk about bee sting. This guy says, hey, I'm going to find out where it hurts the worst. Did he sting himself? Did he take bees and put it on his own body parts?
Yeah, Cornell University graduate. Decided to conduct this little thing. Michael Smith is his name.
Graduate? You mean they didn't throw him out of school? What are you, nuts?
Well, I'm sorry, graduate student. But, anyway, so Mr. Smith decided to conduct this experiment to find out what is the most painful place to be stung by a honeybee. So he stung himself 5 times a day.
Right.
For 38 days on 25 of the most sensitive body parts, and then assigned each sting a score between 1 and 10 on the sting pain index. And
we asked some of our listeners this question on the social media, and are any of them right? Because Wind in His Hair says the banus. And quite honestly, I've never heard of a place called the banus. What is the banus?
I think it's banus hold the bee, I think is what...
Okay. All right. Did he try it there?
You know, he tried it in 25 different places, but he didn't list every single one. They only gave us kind of a handful of, yeah. of them here, but I would assume he probably did. Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't want to know then. Now, Brian Hooker, our good friend, and he'll be on tomorrow with us. He says the uvula. And I'm wondering how does a bee get into the uvula? I guess if you're driving down the road and you're opening your mouth and it's a convertible.
Yeah. Oh, uvula. That's your tonsils.
Yeah, well, that thing that dangles down. Isn't that the uvula?
What were
you thinking?
Never.
Oh, you were going
on.
Female body part, weren't you?
Yeah,
I know where your mind is.
Yeah,
super
I'm
done.
Sorry. Okay.
Bad producer.
It's spelled the same almost.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, Cheryl on Facebook says your eye.
Yeah,
that would
earache
hurt.
My eye. That would hurt.
That would hurt.
And then Oscar. Yeah, I'm thinking like a man in the testes. Yeah, I'm thinking.
And
I'm
you
not
know what?
To take
I
one
think.
There.
I think Oscar gets the prize because that is actually listed. It turns out in the results here. You want to handle this? You want me to?
You go ahead.
All right. As it turns out, the man thingy came out with a score of 7.3.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yes. The scrotum, which I think is right there where Oscar's going, was a 7.0. But it turns out they're not the worst places to be stung. It turned out that stings on the cheek and the palm of the hand were rated just as painful, if not more, than the testicles.
Interesting.
And for sensitive to stings, the nostril rated 9.0, slightly higher than the upper lip at 8.7.
Wow. So the innervation of the sinus area is the worst.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So believe it or not, getting stung, according to this test anyway, in your nostril is worse than getting stung on your scrotum. I don't think so.
I'm still thinking if I had a choice, I'm still thinking the nose. Just
yes,
me.
Definitely.
Somebody might want it elsewhere so it'll grow larger. I don't know, but I'm not going there. Anyway, thank you for being here. First hour done. We've got a lot more healing to go. Ty Bollinger's coming up so we can go outside the box. Are they going to kill this rancher because his cattle ate food on federal lands? Who owns the federal lands? The power to heal is yours. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace and the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.